Hello, you're listening to the Sunday Show Tunes podcast. I'm Paul.
And I'm Robbie. Stay tuned because this week we'll be chatting with Alex Young about the London revival of Anyone Can Whistle.
Anyone Can Whistle is Stephen Sondheim and Arthur Lawrence's 1964 musical, which is a political satire about conformity and the ostracization of those considered other in society. The production will star Alex Young in the role of Cora Hoover Hooper, and we are thrilled that friend of the show Alex is with us now. Hi, sweetie. How are you?
Hi, I'm very well, thank you. It's great to be back.
It seems like only yesterday you were here talking about She Loves Me.
I know. That went quick, didn't it?
It did go very quick. So quick that I didn't make it to see it, which I'm very sad about.
It's all right. Omicron, man.
It was just, but anyway, we'll be coming to Southwark to see you. So tell us about Anyone Can Whistle.
Well, it's quite an unfathomable show. It's nuts. It was a famous sort of flop, I suppose. It ran for nine performances, I think, on Broadway. It sort of baffled people, and has still baffled people, but people are terribly fond of it. Now, the score is, Stephen Sondheim's score is amazing. The book's by Arthur Lawrence, who wrote West Side Story, and it's absolutely brilliant. The score's incredible, and the book is nuts, but it's incredibly funny, and we're having a really fun time in rehearsals trying to work out what it is.
So many people have played Cora. Vanessa Williams just did it over here at Carnegie Hall, and Madeline Kahn. I saw Donna Murphy do it, and of course Angela Lansbury. How are you? What are you approaching this role as?
Well, I mean, when they first asked me about it, I thought, gosh, am I there already? Actually, you know what? Angela Lansbury wasn't much older than me when she first did it. Mm-hmm. Except Angela Lansbury's got a thing of she's always been 67, hasn't she?
Like, yes, that is true. Yeah.
And glorious at that. So I sort of just had to get that out of my head, first of all, that I was sort of too young for it, because actually I don't think that's true at all once you sort of get to the bones of it. She is the mayor of a not very thriving town, and she is desperate in all sorts of ways for power, for love, for money, for infamy. She's quite a curious person, very performative. Everything feels like a bit of a performance. And I think you catch glimpses of the real her, but I think you have to be watching quite closely. Everything is slightly obfuscated with sort of performative nonsense. But we're mainly using our own accents. So I'm not, because it's normally set in a very much an American town, but we're sort of setting it in a nowhere place. And so we're using our own accents. So I get to do it in a British accent, which I think is working quite, it's quite funny. In some cases. And I'm really enjoying the slightly Princess Diana vibes it's giving me. Manic Princess Diana. And also it's sort of helping, there's a real sort of childish quality to her. So yeah, she's sort of this, sort of 12-year-old infant, and everything's, why isn't everything going my way? I'm having great fun with her. Yeah, she's fascinating and sort of awful but excellent at the same time.
So you mentioned just at the start of the interview that it only played 9 performances and 12 previews in its original production back in 1964. Do you think the show was before its time, and why do you think people are still fascinated by it now?
Well, when it was written, it was at a time when people were, because it's sort of one of the focuses of the piece is about madness and mental health. And I think at the time people were, it was 64, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there was, people were getting quite suspicious of the methods that were used on people that seemingly had mental health issues. So, you know, lobotomizing people, electrotherapy, all that stuff that's in like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and things like that. And so I think people were getting very suspicious of that. So I think it sort of was reacting to that in its time, responding to that. And I still think that mental health is still incredibly interesting at the moment. Interesting sounds awful, but it's very prescient at the moment. So I don't think that's ever gone away, that slight suspicion about how we deal with people. And also there is I guess sort of anyone that seemed other as, you know, presenting as mad, which is not, of course, the case. It's just, it's about individualism. And, you know, and again, I think that at the moment is really interesting. And we've got a really diverse cast. We've got some non-binary performers. And I think there is, we've got a non-binary Hapgood. I think that's the first time that's happened. Wow. And Georgia and Broach, they're absolutely gorgeous. And they are really making sense of Hapgood. Hapgood is a very interesting character. So yeah, I think there's a new exciting thing that's happening with that casting as well.
Now, you're not, this is not your first time at the Sondheim Rodeo, because you were young Sally in at the National Theatre's Follies. Was Mr. Sondheim around for that production?
Yeah, he was. He was around for the first couple of previews. I think he was there for the first preview. Yeah, and we had a nice drink afterwards. He was very sweet. Yeah.
Everything about that drink. That's what's important.
That's what we need to know.
Well, it was in a very packed bar that backstage at the National, the Green Room, which is a very tiny, hot bar. So we were all there and he was there and I was on the other side of the room. I thought, God, I can't possibly go over and say hello. But thankfully, Fred Haig, who was playing young Buddy, just grabbed my hand, was like, let's go and say hi. And so we walked over and Fred said, oh, hello, Mrs. Sondheim. I'm Fred, it's Alex. And we played young Sally and young Buddy tonight. And he went, oh, really? Who did you play last night? And we were like, oh, but we got him a couple of glasses of Pinot Grigio and we had a nice time. It was lovely.
Did he give you a little nugget of advice?
No, I don't think he would ever. I don't think he would think we needed it. As generous and as kind as he is. I mean, anything he said, I would take on board. But I think he really loved it. I think he was really happy with it. I think he was particularly happy with the young ghosts, because I just think Dominic Cook, our director on that, just made so much sense of, that, of our presence.
The best staging I've ever seen of Follies.
Oh,
wow.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Hands down.
But you know, we had National Theatre, we had, you know, 8 weeks to rehearse it.
At the Nash, darling.
At the National. So it should have been. It would have been a crime if it had not been really good, I think.
Yeah.
All those resources and all those people.
We just keep hoping that Lincoln Center will pick it up and bring it over here.
I mean, it would be great. It would be great. I mean, I guess they only had just done it on Broadway, hadn't they, when we did it? So.
Yeah.
Wow. But I don't know. Can you ever be Folliesed out?
No.
No, you cannot.
You can be Gypsied out.
Oh. I don't know. There's Gypsies happening. We're having another production of Gypsy, actually, up north.
The annual revival.
Yeah, we're having Joanna Riding is playing Mama Rose. I'm here for
I
that.
I saw in Folly, in Follies at the National.
Yeah. And you can't be She Loved to Be Out either, I don't think.
Nope.
The finest musical ever in. But very quickly, Alex, because we're nearly out of time, bucket list role, one you haven't played that you really want to play.
What's that?
Very quickly, a bucket list role, one you haven't played that you really would love to play.
Oh, God, really quickly. Okay, I'd love to play The Baker's Wife and Into the Woods. And yes. I would love to play, you know, and my secret one always, I want to play Sally Bowles so badly. But unfortunately, I think that's probably gone now.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. And that Baker's Wife, well, hey, fingers crossed. Who knows? Alex, we are out of time. It is always a joy to have you on the show. Thank you so much, sweetie.
Thank you so much for having me. Great to talk.
Anyone Can Whistle runs at London's Southwark Playhouse from the 1st of April through the 7th of May. For tickets and more information, head over to southwarkplayhouse.co.uk.
Well, that's it for this episode. We'd like to say a huge thank you to Alex Young for joining us.
If you've enjoyed listening, don't forget to subscribe on your favorite listening platform.
I'm Paul.
And I'm Robbie.
And you've been listening to the Sunday Show Tunes podcast.
Thanks for joining us.
Bye.